Microsoft. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, is,
John?
John in? Yeah, hey, John, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Okay.
Hey, so I just wanted to follow up with you. Your credit was sent over. I'm sorry, the bank statements were sent over to see what we could do. Can Capital is reviewing everything to see what type of loan they can provide, if any, but we haven't heard back yet.
Well, they called me, and they said to call you. They left me a message.
Oh, okay, what was the message?
They said to give them a call back.
Oh.
And they said to call you because they have some questions.
Well, my funding department hasn't notified me, but I can walk over there and talk to them and see if there's an update.
Okay, so can you?
Yeah, I've got one other call to do, and they'll probably be available in about 10 to 15 minutes. Will you still be in your office?
Call me on my cell phone.
Okay, what is it?
619.
Okay.
654.
654.
6363.
All right, now you got my word that I'm going to walk over there, but if the correct person's not there and you don't hear from a call from me, that just means they're gone for the day and I'll have to talk to them tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay, so if so when do you think we might have an answer?
You know, I don't really control that process. Usually it's pretty quick. It's within 24 hours, but if they have some questions, I got to go figure it out from the horse's mouth. But like I said, if you don't get a call from me, it's just the right person's not there and I'll have to follow up them tomorrow morning. I get in about 6:30, so I get in pretty early to tackle these issues.
Okay, I'm available at 6:30, so just call me on my cell phone at 6:30.
Thanks, brother.
Bye-bye, but I'll be your call today. Bye-bye.